This is how we brew it.
On 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 8:30 Coffee Roasters.
Yes, it's that time. Morena, Charlie.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. There's a whole sort of station set up here. I'm excited.
We got a lot going on over here. It's getting pretty techy.
Yeah, there's scales, there's a grinder, there's a pour over filter situation, a fancy kettle.
A fancy kettle's a new addition. So
new addition.
We're going to do pour over today using the origami brewer. And we've got a gooseneck kettle for that.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, it's a gooseneck because it helps with the flow rate of the pour.
Yes, very precise.
Yeah, the main difference with doing pour over compared to the last two that we did, the AeroPress and the plunger, is that with those two, you can time it, and when it hits your preferred time, you can stop the brew. But with this one, the grind size and the pouring are what they're gonna determine the brew time. So we need the fancy kettle.
Yes.
We need the right grind size as well, which is going to be kind of a medium course.
Medium course, okay.
And do you remember how much coffee we're going to use?
Charlie, no.
I'm going to keep
asking. I don't remember how much coffee we use.
So for filter, we always start with 60 grams for a litre.
Yeah.
So we're going to do 500 today, so we're going to do 30.
Okay.
So we're going to weigh that out.
Which beans are we using, the Papua New Guinea?
We're using the PNG.
Cool.
Yeah, so we've got a natural coffee from PNG that we've had on for a while, but really good for brewing filter, super kind of juicy.
That's some awesome ASMR.
Oh, yeah?
Sorry. Don't mind me, I'm just switching mics around so that we can get some nice sound effects.
Yeah, so we've got the beans in, we've done 30 grams.
Yep.
And then we're going to grind that up. We've got the...
This is one of the handheld grinders, everyone.
Yeah, so we're using the Comandante. And for anyone out there that uses a Comandante, it's 26 clicks. It's the grind size we're doing today, yeah.
That's crazy. Wait, so one, that's a rotation?
No, that's the kind of size of the grind.
Right, okay.
So the bigger the number, the coarser it would be.
Right.
So if you were doing espresso, it would be kind of under 10.
Okay.
But we're at 26, so medium coarse.
Millie said that last week for plunger it was quite coarse.
Super coarse.
How many was that?
That was 34.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. But that was awesome, actually. That one tasted really good. I was pretty happy with that.
Nice.
You missed out on a good one.
I know, but I've got the fancy filter, so Millie's going to be...
You got the fancy filter. This is bougie, I think. We're nearly there.
It really takes a bit of elbow grease, this one, the handheld. But you probably appreciate the actual coffee a bit more afterwards.
Yeah, I definitely enjoy the ritual of it.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy the making of as much as the drinking.
Yeah.
It's kind of something quite therapeutic in sitting down and you get all your tools out. And yeah.
It's something that I think pour over filter is like, here we go.
There we go.
Ground coffee. Pour over filter feels as though there's a bit of demystifying required because everyone thinks it's quite complicated and fancy, which it is. Like, it is a ritual, like you say, but once you have your technique down, it's like kind of all good, eh?
I guess it depends what you're looking for. I guess with pour over, you can kind of really get into it if you want to. But if you just want a quick coffee on the morning, it's probably not the one for you, you know?
It's kind
of something on the
weekend. It's a weekend treat.
Maybe it's a Saturday morning. Maybe you bought a nice coffee at the local coffee shop, you took it home, and you really kind of want to sit down and appreciate it. It's a bit like drinking wine, I think.
Mm.
You can either drink like a table wine, or maybe one day you get a nice natural wine and you take it home with your friends and you share it, and it's kind of similar to that. So we've wet the filter.
And then discard the water to get the papery taste out, right?
Discarded the water and the coffee goes in.
Nice.
Then we're going to do the bloom, which is the first pour, usually double the weight of the coffee.
Just to sort of wet it, right?
Yeah, just to wet everything and to help get some of the CO2.
Wow, check out the finesse in this pour. It's a real beautiful sort of motion going on here. I wish you all could see it.
I've made thousands of these.
Yeah. Okay, bloom has happened.
The bloom's happened.
How long do you have to wait for?
30 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah, and then with the rest of the pours, we're going to try and break it up into another 3 equal pours.
Wow, okay.
And I'm always going to start in the middle.
Yeah.
And then work my way slowly to the edge.
Wow, it's quite beautiful seeing the water sort of bubbling out. What's the benefit of splitting it up into 3 pours and having breaks in between?
Oh, you can do... Yeah, people do all sorts of stuff. I split it up into 3 pours because you don't want the level of water to get too high.
Right.
In there. But you also don't want it to sink so it's just grind. So you're trying to evenly extract it, but you're in control of the extraction.
Mm, okay.
So I guess as you pour, it'll fill up and it's slowly draining. And then after the 30 seconds, I'll pour again. And we're kind of keeping it at the same height. That's helping to kind of saturate all the coffee grinds that are in there.
Mm. This isn't making anyone need to go to the toilet. But I am enjoying the sound effects. We've had a question in the text. Somebody's asking, what happens if you use grinds that are slightly too fine for plunger, etc.? Like maybe you've bought sort of espresso grind coffee, but then one day you just want to make a plunger. Is that the end of the world?
No.
Okay.
So what I would do is, because with a plunger, that finely ground coffee is going to extract a lot quicker because it's finer, more surface area, easier for the water to kind of get at the coffee. So if I wanted to make a plunger but I had espresso grind, I would just do a shorter brew.
Okay.
So I would do maybe 1.5 minutes and then I would drink it instead of 4.5.
Or less coffee? Or no.
No.
Okay. Don't listen to me. Listen to Charlie, the expert.
Less coffee would make it weaker. It would taste weaker.
Right.
But you'd still, if you did it for 4.5 minutes with less coffee, it would be bitter, but no, you wouldn't have the body.
Yeah.
So it would taste watery, but bitter. But
okay.
If you did the same amount of coffee, but you did a real quick extraction, so you just did a minute and then tossed it out, it would taste better than doing 4.5 minutes, but still not ideal.
Okay. Yeah. Not ideal, but you can make it work.
Yeah.
This is looking just about ready, yay.
It is ready. So we just finished bang on the 3.
Nice.
Which is good. So a 3-minute brew. I'm just going to move the brewer onto this.
Yeah.
We also have some water, which I'm just going to
pour in my dirty porridge bowl. Peel back the curtain for you all.
And then we're good.
Awesome. Okay, another question about the fancy kettle. Have you gone to a specific temperature water-wise, or...?
Yeah. So, I usually go a little bit hotter.
Okay.
I usually go kind of 96.
Okay.
A lot of people go kind of 92, 94. Mm-hmm. But I guess it's another variable. So the hotter the temperature, the quicker the extraction's going to be.
Mm.
So when I use a hotter temperature, I'll go a bit coarser on the grind size.
Yeah.
Just so everything balances out.
Okay. Right. So everyone can just have a bit of a play at home.
Yeah. And I guess with lighter coffees, you tend to go hotter.
Yeah.
With darker coffees, you would go, a little bit cooler as well.
And so for people who don't have a fancy kettle at home...
Yeah.
Well, 2 questions. Should they just let the kettle cool a bit before they pour the coffee, after they boil it? And also, how do you get a nice circular pouring motion going if you've just got, like, a shitty Kmart kettle? Is there a way around it?
Can be really tough. I guess the thing that I did when I was first starting with pour over, when I didn't have a kettle, is I would use my milk steaming jugs.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, I bought one of them, and I would pour out of that. It's not ideal, but because of the kind of curvature on the tip of the jug, you can get a slower pour. So it's a little bit better than the kettle can. What happens if pour you pour really quickly is the water kind of forces its way to the bottom, and then you get a lot of channeling, which is where the water goes through without soaking up any of the kind of solubles from the coffee. So you get super watery cup in the end.
Don't want that. No. Well, I've got a beautiful cup of filter. Cheers. What the hell? You just took a sip without me. No, sorry. Cheers. Jeez. Okay. Papua New Guinean. Oh, beautiful. That's really lovely.
Yeah.
So light, eh?
Yeah, light, super like opened up, I guess. We would describe it as, and obviously a lot of fruit coming through, kind of the cherry, but also the dark chocolate. So kind of a nice balance.
Nice. Yeah. Beautiful. Tell us a little bit more about the Papua New Guinean single origin, because this is what people can win this week.
Yeah, we've had it in a few times, and it's one that we've had for a while. It is coming to the end. But it is a natural coffee from PNG, which isn't very common. It's quite rare to get natural coffees from there, just because a lot of the farms are small holdings. So for this coffee, this station is the Kending Mill. There's over like 1,500 producers. So they all just bring it into the mill, which it can be hard to kind of get them all doing the same thing. But a lot of the mills prioritize washed because P&G mainly goes into espressos. But this one started doing naturals, and that gives it kind of a natural is where they pick it from the tree and they leave it on the sunbeds to dry. And then that kind of bakes the cherry into the bean and adds a kind of heightened sweetness. So,
wow. Yeah. The science of it all, eh? Somebody has found a little hack for doing their pour over with a shitty kettle. Perhaps pouring over the back of a teaspoon, not perfect, but seems okay.
Yeah, definitely would slow down. You're just trying to slow down the flow rate.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
so
one.
So that would be a good one.
Kiwi ingenuity, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you for the delicious brew. Are you thinking filter's definitely the best way to enjoy the PNG?
Oh, there's no best way. It tastes amazing as espresso, really good as plunger. Stovetop as well. It's good for all of them, really. It just depends kind of what you're doing and how you want to drink it and what you like. There's no best way, really.
Okay, follow your heart, everyone, is Charlie's advice for the week. We've also got beautiful new T-shirts.
Yeah, so we've just put our new T-shirts up. We just released them. So we've collaborated with a local artist called Mountain Duck, or Monduck, who I actually met out in the surf one day. And we got chatting, and he did all the murals at Murray's in Piha.
Oh, cool.
When they opened.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, so we've been in touch for a while, and we're reaching out for someone to do the designs for these for the Cup Tasters competition.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's done a wicked design on the back.
Yeah, they look very cool.
We've just
cool.
put them up online. Yeah, $45. So if anyone's after a new tea.
Brilliant, everyone. They're beautiful T-shirts. Classic white tea with 830 on the front and the beautiful design on the back. Yeah, I'd definitely be picking one up if I were you. Okay, so if you want to win a bag of the PNG beans that we've been sipping on and really enjoying, we're going to draw a winner on Friday at the end of the show. So you've got all week to text in to 5395, your name and your B card number, and 830. 830 is one word with one T in the middle. If Friday feels awfully far away and you just need to get your mitts on some beautiful cafe, of course, head to 830.com. And use the code 95BFM to get 10% off your order of beans. Wow. Thanks for the beautiful coffee.
You're welcome.
Delicious. We're going to listen to a song from Papua New Guinea. So, this is Richard Mogu off of his 2013 album Inagwe. This track is called Ginger. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you.
Thanks, 830. Yeah.
You make another pillow of some you. Yes, true in every way. No other way that I can explain. But I gotta do what I gotta do for you. Now me losing you, not go. Now me step far away like you. So far away that I count every day until I see you. I know it's what I got to do. You better know I'm still loving you. My only one but a paradise been missing you. Oh yes, I belong to you. Yes, I'm missing you.
Where you going?
that was
This Is How We Brew It
on 95 BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.